Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you better thank God for this time and space. We thank the Lord right now. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Vaughn with you today. This is a great time, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly here. Some quick announcements. Hey, the number you can call in, the number 347-843-4559. Is the call-in number. We value your prayers. We value your listening as well. We thank God for you today. That call-in number, 347-843-4559. Powerful time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw on this wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God being with us tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hey, know that we're praying for you. And we love you in the Lord. And our scripture for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, coming up shortly is Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. We encourage you to read the entire chapter as you're led of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Nothing but the word, as bishops always tell us, is the word will last forever, and nothing but the word. So let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for the word of God tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as the Lord leads you, we're going to open up the lines as well to receive your prayer. We are sensitive to, after Bishop prays, we like to receive your prayers as well. If you like have a prayer request, we will open up the lines a little later on and allow you to share that as you will. We'll take all the prayers and then turn it back over to Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us on the network globally and, of course, in the United States, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're getting ready to read Jeremiah 29 verses 10 through 13. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Jeremiah 29, 4, thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. 13 reads, ladies and gentlemen, and ye shall seek me and find me, then ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. In your heart right now, ladies and gentlemen, give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful and powerful words. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would also to put your hands together in your hearts and minds right now for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us again today.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, Lord. We thank you for this day that you've made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will glorify you. We will magnify you. We will exalt your name. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you watch us over your word to performance. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, praise God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We glorify you. We magnify you. For God, we thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pulling in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you have your angels on assignment. We thank you tonight, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, chastised the people's honor. But with your stripe, we are healed. We thank you, God, as you heal that man tonight, that woman, that child, that boy to girl tonight. We thank you, God, as you're healing that person that had cancer, God. We thank you tonight, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, we thank you, God, that you would extend long life over their lives in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood to Jesus tonight for that life, that soul that is in the hospital, that soul that is on life support. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight for their life, God, that you will raise them up off their sick bed. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will not return, boy, but it will accomplish that you please. it will prosper into the thing where you send it. And God, we thank you. We decree and declare it is so, because your word says where two or three touch and agree, asking anything in your name, that you would do it, that you will be in the midst. And Father, we thank you. We know that you are there. God, you never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. Father God, we thank you tonight, God. Lord, we glorify you, God. We praise you tonight for every soul that is working on the front line. We praise you tonight, Almighty God, as you protect their lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you look on the families tonight, as you look on the mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers tonight, as you look on them, God, strengthen them and encourage them in their hearts, Lord. Lord, we praise you, God. We know now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. We call it so in the name of Jesus, and we glorify you for it. We praise you tonight, O God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we call it so tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word is being manifested even now. We thank you tonight. People are being healed. People are being delivered. People are being set free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, blood power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight. Our minds are sound. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we pray for our nation, God. We pray for our city, God. We pray for our country, God. We pray for America. We pray for our leaders with President. God, we pray tonight, God, that you will move by your spirit. And God, we pull down every stronghold of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Cancel every assignment of his attack. And Father, we thank you, because you said in your word, no weapon that formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon that formed against us shall be able to prosper. But Father, we thank you tonight, God. We walk in full authority and the ability that you have placed on the inside of us tonight. And Father, we thank you, God, that you bless that young woman tonight, that young man tonight, that Lord God, you bless them with a job. Father God, that person that have lost their job, lost their home, lost all of their resources. Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you give them a created mind. Oh God, that God, in the name of Jesus, be with them, God, in this season. Bless their lives, God. Turn their lives around. Father God, we thank you, God. We pray for their souls that be saved. We pray for that man that don't know you, that woman, that child don't know you tonight. We intercede tonight, oh God, for the families, God, that you bond the families back together, God. Make them one in the name of Jesus. That husband, that wife, that son, that daughter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for their lives tonight. We intercede tonight. Oh God, I'm Oshakamo Sikande Fakando Siala Mokodo. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you for it. We praise you tonight, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We adore you. We call it so tonight, God. We thank you, God, even as we're preparing for the election. God, you know it doesn't matter who's in the White House, because you are able to turn the situation around. You are able to change it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you tonight, and we depend on you. We know that you're able, God, in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we depend on you, God, the God of Osheko Dosa. Let the people go out to vote, God. Let them go out to vote, God. Let them go out to vote, God. God of Osheko Dosa, Talala Beko Dosika, Lala Beko Rabate. God, fill the airways with your spirit even now, with your anointing. Fill the airways, God, in the name of Jesus. We rely on you. We depend on you. God, we thank you for the that open door. We thank you for that open door of opportunity. We thank you for that open door of blessing, the promises of God being manifested in their lives tonight. We thank you for that open door, God, that you have not given up on us, God. We thank you tonight. And Father, we glorify you that we are walking your promises. We are walking your will. We are accept what you say, God. And we know that, God, you're able. You're able to bring us out of God. God, we thank you. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. You have spoken it. You have spoken it, and it must come to pass, God. Oh, God, we glorify you for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. God, you said in your word, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. God, we thank you that you're going to deliver us out of no matter what come of our way, that you're going to bring deliverance. God, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight. God, we glorify you. You said the righteous cry, your word said the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of that trouble, not some, but all. We thank you for your deliverance tonight. We thank you for being delivered tonight out of the hands of the enemy. Father God, we thank you, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We thank you, God, and the Most High. We glorify you for it, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. We give you honor, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our children that's going to school. We pray for that young child, that young daughter, that young son that is going to school tonight, O Mosika. We pray for that family. We pray for that mother, that father, that child. God, that single parent, we pray tonight, O God. Keep their minds and pray for keep them safety, O God, from all pedophiles, O God. Keep their minds on Mosika, Namoko. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Yasiko Rata, Renya. We thank you tonight, God. It is already done. We thank you tonight. Surely the Lord will do wonders, God. We are surely that Mokondo Sip, you will do wonders in this season, in this time. We thank you tonight, God, the blessings of God. Make it rich and add it no sorrow. We thank you tonight. You're making a way out of no way. We thank you for the doors are being open. People are being receiving jobs. People of God are getting home, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we decree and declare it is so. God, we thank you for those that have given, God, for those that don't have in this season. We thank you, God, that you continue to bless those, God, in the name of Jesus. Food banks, God. Continue to bless those that give out their resources, God, out of the abundance that they have. Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. Continue to feed those that are hungry through somebody. Test their hearts. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We adore you for it. We thank you, God, and them people go to school, those that's in college. God, protect their minds. Protect their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that you will make a way out of nowhere, that you will bless that parent, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We adore you tonight. We thank you, God, that you have your angels have a camp about us. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you for God and for being healthy. We thank you tonight, God, for being clothed in our right man, having the activity of our limb. We thank you tonight. And God, we call those things that be not as though they already are. For God, for your blessing. We thank you, God, for shelter. We thank you for food and clothing. God, we thank you most of all for salvation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to look on pastors. Continue to look on the congregation. And Father, continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them. Encourage their hearts. During this season, during this time, Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. God, during this pandemic, God, there's no shortage in you. You have not lost your power, God. You same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have God, you are eternal God. You are the righteous. You are the Rasiko Rapa. Rimia Kono Sunday Beko. Father, we glory about seeing back on mercy. We thank you tonight. We call it so tonight as you bless that family, that person that is homeless. Oh, God, we ask you to look on them, Lord. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those that are in prison tonight, God. Look on those that have been incarcerated unfairly, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on that black man, that black woman tonight. God, protect their lives from danger in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood for all generation. We plead the blood for all nationality. We plead the blood, God, in the name of Jesus. God, be merciful on our people, God. Make us one in the spirit, God. Give us one mind that is to serve you, that is to please you, that is to walk right before you. And Father, we forever give you glory. We ever praise your name, because yes, sir, how about that? Your word is everlasting. Your word is eternal. God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are a refuge. You are a present help in time of trouble. And Father, we glorify you for today. We glorify you for what you've already done. We thank you for the many, many blessings that you have stored up on our lives. We thank you that you've kept us from danger. God, look on that man that is traveling over the highway tonight. Look on that woman that traveled on the highway tonight. Protect them from danger. Protect them from our accident. Oh, God, look on that man that's about to commit suicide. We plead the blood over their lives tonight. That woman, we plead the blood. That child, we plead the blood over their lives tonight. God, I'm going to seek on Rapa Lede Kondo Si. Cover them in your blood. We glorify you, God. Thank them, Lord. We thank you, God. Give them all the Bosheko Nobosi. God, be merciful, God. We glorify you. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, God. You said the righteous cry and the Lord hears and deliver us out of all our trouble. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop just prayed for you. Pray for your family, your wife, your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, mom and dad, and of course, grandma and grandpa. Ladies and gentlemen, prayed for our county, our city, our nation, and around the world. So we thank God for the man of God as well. But ladies and gentlemen, we just cannot praise God enough. He is in charge of everything. Just give him another praise right now in your heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop just prayed over everybody that's listening live and those listening later on as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to this time. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will receive all the prayer requests in Jesus' mighty name. And ladies and gentlemen, we also like to hear from Bishop's awesome wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, we're going to open up your mic as well. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And praise God for those that are listening tonight. And thank God for Bishop for that powerful prayer. Praise the Lord, because we cannot pray enough in this season and in this hour. Praise the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for our nation, continue to pray for our government officials, and pray that this nation turns back to God. Praise the Lord, because in these hours, we certainly need the Lord. But for those of you that are listening, praise the Lord, you be encouraged. Don't throw in the towel. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is not through with us yet. Praise God. All of us need to be encouraged and know that God is able to birth his promises through that which we hate. Praise the Lord. And I can't say that enough. The things that are transpiring in this earth, that are happening in this world, praise God. It is not anything that we've ever seen before. It's not anything that we love. But we must know God has got to bring something great out of it, just like he did. Praise God. In the biblical days, praise God, many of us know the story of Jacob and how he worked for 7 years for the woman he loved, Rachel, but he ended up after 7 years with Leah. He did not love Leah. He wanted Rachel. However, look at the numbers of the tribes of Israel that came out of Leah, even the tribe of Judah, which came forth the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ the righteous, came out of that which was hated, came out of the woman that was hated. Praise God. We may hate those things that we see experiencing in the earth today, The God has got to be up to something great, as the Bible says in Jeremiah, praise the Lord, that God is already looking forward to a expected end, praise God, an expected end of victory. So in the end, Christ wins. In spite of what happens at the end of this election, we must know that Jesus still sits on the throne. We must continue to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, that God is still sovereign. Praise God. And he is our only hope. Our trust has to be in the Lord, because the word of the Lord said it. Cursed is the man who makes pledges on them and whose trust is not in the Lord. So we won't want to be cursed because we got our priorities in the wrong place. Praise God. We must trust the Lord in the midst of us. We must trust our Lord Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord, and know that he is yet sitting on the throne, and only he can turn this situation around if we would do what the word of the Lord tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we would just humble ourselves and pray, and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. The Bible says then, praise God, then there's a prerequisite, there's a condition, there are things that we must be focused on doing. So I admonish you, I encourage you, don't throw in the towel, don't give up on your dreams. Praise God, coming forth out of all of this madness, chaos, praise God, and all of that which is ugly, God still has something great in store for you. Praise the Lord. So keep praying, praise God, but be proactive and don't be reactive. Amen. Take care of yourself. Take care of your bodies. Do what we can. Prepare. Praise God. Get food in your house. Praise the Lord. Stock on some up on some things now. So things get chaotic, you're not in the midst of the chaos. Praise God. God gives us wisdom in the midst of everything. God gives us wisdom. So we want to be proactive and not reactive. Praise God. Knowing that we want to be prepared spiritually and naturally. Praise the Lord. Praise God. A wise man listens to counsel and says, Lord, teach me and help me, amen, to understand what I need to be doing at this season and this hour. That's spiritually and naturally. Spiritually, what is your assignment? What is your focus? What is your purpose? Don't lose it. Don't lose vision. Know this, the word of the Lord says, praise God, we ought to occupy till he comes. So we ought to be doing something and keeping our faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the midst of all it is, Jesus yet reigns, and he's yet sovereign. And he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'm going to be with you always to the end of the world. So as we go into this uptake of, they say, of another COVID-19, be proactive, take care of your bodies, put those vitamins in there, praise the Lord, amen, put those vegetables in your body. And we pray and drink a whole lot of water and say, Lord, cover us by your blood. Wear your mask. Amen. Wash your hands. Do those things that are practical and necessary. And God will take it from there. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful, powerful information there. I love it. Thank you so much, Doc, for that information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. They're sharing some wisdom and prayer, and I want to give you some action items too, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Faith without works is dead. We got to believe God. I love what the doc said about the Lord. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Isn't it wonderful? You can bank on that, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit *1 on your phone if you do have a prayer request. We will receive that at this time. I'll give you a few seconds to respond there. And if not, we'll turn it back over to Bishop in a few seconds. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a wonderful rest of the week coming up. As you know, we got a lot happening in our nation and in our world. And know that we're always praying for you and your family members. But also take time to pray for yourself and pray for those you love all the time. Pray for your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors and pray. Let them know you're praying for them. You can even text out to people and send videos to people. Let them know you're praying for them. In Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for you in the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank God for all of those words of encouragement tonight as we continue to pray for our nation, continue to pray for your sisters and your brothers. That God will continue to bless you. Keep holding on. Do not give up. Do not quit. Stop. Do not throw in the towel, but keep walking in the faith and keep believing God for the impossible. and know that God is up to something great for you. He has something in store for you, and with your name on it, and nobody can have it. It belongs to you. So hold on, keep your faith, keep your joy, and keep praising God through it all. It's all going to be all right. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for those encouraging words and powerful prayer today in Jesus' mighty name. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing I get out of the teaching and the ministry of Bishop and Doc, if nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, you can call on the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to leave you with Byron Cage's song, "There Is a Name." There is a name. You can just call on the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and God will begin to bless you and meet your needs in the power of prayer. God bless you. I'm going to leave you with Byron Cage. "There is a name, and his name is Jesus." God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Lord willing, we'll be with you this Saturday coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday morning and then Sunday evening. Lord willing, be praying for us as we pray for you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bless you now.
Can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And not only that, listen, there's healing. If you're sick, just touch your body right now and begin to call the name of Jesus. Now call his name. What is it?
In the name, I love to call the name Jesus. Can you sing it with us, Jesus? Say it again, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, Jesus. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Really get the victory until you call on the name of Jesus. You can talk to your girlfriend on the phone all night long. You can talk to your mother and to your father, but it's not until you call the name of Jesus that demons have got to tremble. You can cry about it, you can talk about it, but until you open up your mouth and begin to bless the name of Jesus and begin to rebuke the adversary in the name of Jesus, I speak healing in my body in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in my spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in my mind in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's the name of Jesus. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Have a great evening and enjoy your awesome, awesome life in the Lord. Bye-bye.